Thank you for calling Therapy Well. This is Alison speaking. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, what was your son's surname again? Sorry, could you just repeat that, please? Oh, sorry, could it potentially be Dale? Just Dale? And Ike? What's his first name? Yes, okay. Not a problem. I'll have to have a chat with Jack. We do have that program. We haven't been asked to send anything through, but I personally can send some details through for the next event. So, sorry, a social communication group? Is that correct? Oh, for speech. Yeah, okay. Because I was going to say our group program's more sort of tailored towards adults, but as in just some speech pathology appointments. Oh, is it potentially our developmental educator, Rosemary Driver? Rosemary, yeah. Sorry, let me just have a quick look. She does have a couple of appointments fortnightly on Fridays. And I think her next availability would be on the 17th of October. Now we would dedicate some time just for yourself and Rosemary before I could start seeing her. But do Fridays fortnightly, it would be a 9:30 a.m. that she has available. Would that suit you? Yeah, she actually only sees two clients per fortnight, and the other space is taken, but it's 11 a.m. So that's probably the most out of school that she has available. Our 60 minutes. Yeah, absolutely. I'm fairly certain that it would be. But I will double check with him when he has a gap today. So we'll book them in. Are you happy for that to start from the 17th of October? Yeah. Okay. Now the appointment on the 17th, it would just be with yourself, and at the moment, that one is 10 a.m. She's just not available from 9:30 on that day. And that can be online if you would prefer, just for that sort of parent session. And then from there, it will be 9:30 in person in Auchenflower. Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. So I'll just pop that as in person. So that's 10 a.m. on the 17th. And then I'll send a list of those appointments through as well. All right, wonderful. Thank you. Oh, absolutely. Sorry. Would it be under NDIS or private? Private, yes. Right. I don't know if Rosie can accept mental health care plans through GP. Jack would be able to, certainly. You could use that for appointments with Jack, and then Rosie would just be private full. So her rate is $240 per 60 minutes. All right, I'll book that in and send it through, and I will double check with Jack and let you know if there are any issues. Otherwise, if you don't hear from us, then just assume that it's all going ahead as planned. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.